Never before had so many millions listened and watched, their imaginations stretched as the explorers spoke across the emptiness.
Hello, it's me again. This is the Reckless Eric Radio Show, broadcasting from a secret location somewhere in the cosmos. I'm only doing this to prove that I'm not flaky. I'm completely reliable. No, I'm reliable. I'm your friendly neighbourhood local reliable Reckless Eric Radio Show. Yes, that's what I am. And that's what this are.
They say that Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town, with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh I wish that I could be, oh I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh I wish that I could be, oh I wish that I could be Richard Corey. He freely gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh I wish that I could be, oh I wish that I could be Richard Corey.
Well, I wanted my brand new phone with all the pictures of the kids and the wife, a struggling suit, and then fat children took my life. Fat children took my life. Fat children took my life.
Ah,
And that was your friendly local neighbourhood Jarvis Cocker from a solo album, which is amazingly entitled Jarvis. I don't know how people think these things up. Probably a committee has to think them up. But anyway, it's called Jarvis, and it's got a drawing of an arrow pointing at the top of his head as he's running across the record cover, trying to look like someone who's not on a record cover, I suppose.
I don't like to wear shorts. I don't like to wear shorts, though I did the other day. I don't think old people should wear shorts very much. They don't have great legs. You know, you got all these funny blue veins and things happening to your legs. So cover it up and look like an old dignified person and wear a tie for God's sakes once in a while. The tie is an interesting thing. This is a totally useless ornament, but it does mean you're dressed up. And there's nothing difficult about wearing a tie. And yet, I never see anyone around here wearing a tie. I like wearing ties. I like wearing ties. I think they're nice. They're colorful. They're the last vestige of anything that's Elizabethan in our style. I don't know what's happening to the ties. I don't get it. I got a closet of these great ties, and I hardly ever wear them, and it's too bad. If I take my wife out, I think she deserves having me wear a tie and a jacket.
That's David Greenberger sounding remarkably like Amy's dad, though that has made me want to wear a tie. I think I'm going to start wearing a tie. So watch out for me on the streets around here.
We'll be right back.
Yes, I'm playing that one for my friend Clive from Fire Records, who puts together compilations of rock and roll stuff, and this is his Backbeat of Rock and Roll Seminal Sounds from the Instrumental Epoch. Well, actually, this isn't. This is something called Plink Plank Plunk or something by... Who's it by? The Utah Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Maurice Abravanel. But anyway, that's got nothing to do with it, really. I'm very impressed with this instrumental record because it's three CDs and it's got just about everything you could ever imagine was recorded in the 50s and the 60s as an instrumental, except it didn't have Michael Viner's bongo band on it. Michael Viner's incredible bongo band. So I played that just now to right the wrong. This music's getting on my nerves.
Save it. Jenna coming by, hope she makes it. Jenna coming by, I sure hope she makes it. It's a summertime thing. Summertime thing. There's a party next door that sounds like it's cooking. I poked my head over the wall, took a look in. Was a five-piece band, they was really rocking. Oh, looked like some kind of family reunion. Hey, it's a summertime day. Summertime thing. Summer heat's got me feeling lazy. Air is warm and the sky's hazy. People getting down, getting crazy. Oh, people getting down, it's people getting crazy. Hey, it's a summertime day. Summertime thing. Dad for the keys of the Honda. And can your sister come along? How could she not wanna? I put the Beach Boys on, wanna hear him and Rounder. Oh, put the Beach Boys on, wanna hear him and Rounder. Hey, on the other side, we'll drive to the Delta. Take off our clothes and jump into the river. Summertime day. Summertime day.
that's Chuck Prophet and Summertime Thing. We played with Chuck the other night at the Clubhouse Sinky in Hudson in New York State, just across the bridge from where we live. Last time he was up here, we did Shake Some Action, you know, because he comes from San Francisco, I suppose. And this time we diversified and did American Girl. And that was quite odd. I never thought I'd sing American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But we managed it somehow.
She's a quicksilver girl, a lover of the world. She spreads her wings and she's free. She's a quicksilver girl, a lover of the world. She's seen every branch on the tree.
That's Steve Miller and the Steve Miller Band from the album Sailor. That saved you having to click your mouse all over the bloody site to try and find the title, unless you didn't like it, in which case I told you what it is now and you can avoid it in the future.
Thank you.
bet you can picture me strutting around the streets of Catskill wearing a tie while you're listening to this. It's the John Barry... Well, no, it's John Barry. Oh, I don't know if it's... I was going to say it was the John Barry 7, but I think the 7 got left behind by this time. And this is the theme from the Icarus file. I'm not sure if that's a film or a TV show that happened when I wasn't paying attention sometime in the 70s, when all I was really interested in was guitars, girls and alcohol and stuff like that. But anyway, this is a great, I mean, it's a great record, which is why I'm talking all over it. It's perfect for yattering over. And that's what I do, really. Some people only listen to this show so that they can hear me yattering or chattering or something like that. I expect that there will be massive amounts of comments in my comment box thing on the site about the Icarus file and whether it was a book of Chinese torture novels or a film or a series in 47 parts or whatever it was. But I'll ignore those. I mean, I'll enjoy them because, like, I would enjoy it if anyone would comment, because people don't comment anymore. They've got better things to do. It's only like people like me, slackers, loungers and layabouts, that don't have better things to do. Anyway, this record... I think the guy writing the sleeve notes must be a film director. His name's Brian Forbes. You can comment on that if you like. I remember a girl in Hollywood saying to me, "Why don't you come back to my pad and listen to some John Barry?" I told her I smoke my own, but I know what she meant. She knew what she meant too. She meant Mr. Barry is here to stay. The guy's a twit. The guy is a idiot. I mean, that girl was... I don't know. He didn't know what she meant. Well, I can't help him. You can't help him. But anyway, answers on a postcard and don't be all day about it. Now, this is the Chrome Cranks. Peter Aaron, who's a friend of ours up here, and he has a band called the Chrome Cranks, and they're on tour in Europe and France with all the dumb places to be, but they are there, and you can go and see them if you're in France, so please do that. I know it's true. I know what I do. Well, that looks like it's it for another show, and I've got to get on now and paint 1,000 typewriters, blue typewriters, before Christmas. So I'll wish you a good day or good night or something, and I'll see you next time. And in the meanwhile, leave all your complaints, comments, criticisms in the bin on your way out, or stick them in the comments box, and I'll be thrilled to bits. All right, see you later. Good night.